So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
All right. All right. I now call to order the PTA. Here. Hello, ladies and germs. It's me, Todd Padre. I have been tasked with running the PTA meeting. On the docket tonight, we have a few issues, so let's move through them quickly. File in, everybody. Go ahead and file in. Mr. Erickson, we are not doing the Pledge of Allegiance, so you can sit down.
Now, hold on a second. I didn't approve that. I didn't approve that change of the agenda.
Yeah, this is a school. We say the pledge.
The pledge is important to me, okay? As you know, I served.
Yeah.
Yeah, at...
We all know it's not at war. We're going to... So...
You served lunch at a military benefit one time.
I did. I worked as a cater waiter at a military event.
But it was not the American military.
No, it was the North Korean military.
So respect is what you're saying.
Yes.
Pledge do you want
I
to
would
do?
Like to do the O Glorious Leader pledge
it's
from North
happen.
Korea.
No, okay.
So the mashed potatoes pledge?
Sorry?
Because you were a server?
I was in support of this guy. I want to move forward.
Okay.
I want to do the American pledge or nothing.
Okay. Well,
American
we're not
pledge.
Because this was what happened at the last PTA meeting, is we couldn't even agree on whose pledge we're doing, so we're nixing the pledge altogether.
Okay, well then I want to do the national anthem. I'm not going to be in an American school and not do some sort of American chant.
Yeah, it's disgusting that they are taking America out of schools.
Let's do an American chant.
Yes.
Let's do an American chant.
Okay,
fist bump around the room.
Fist bump? No, fist bump, mister?
Fist bump?
If you fist bump me, it's going to break my fingers.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, American chant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Following your lead.
Okay. Thank you.
America.
America.
It's like 4-3. Yeah. It's hard to get it where
yeah.
Okay. We appreciate all you've done.
All you've done.
Because we are free.
We are free.
All right, I'm
we
good.
We can live anywhere.
No, I'm good.
Inside the plates.
We can live anywhere inside the plates.
And we use a money, the same type of money.
And we use a money, the same type of money.
Move anywhere you want. I don't care.
Move anywhere you want. I don't care.
Give me a one. Give me a 5. Give me a 10 or a 20 or a 100.
One.
Give me a 1. Give me a 5. Give me a 10 or a 20 or a 100.
That's money. That's our money.
That's our money.
Where are you moving? Anywhere I want.
Where are you moving? Anywhere I want.
Thank you.
Thank you.
America.
America.
Thanks.
All right. Awesome. I think we're ready to get this started.
I felt pretty good.
All right.
Well, my name is David. I'll go ahead and start with my issue, if that's okay.
It's not what we do normally, but
the hot lunch at this school is disgusting.
Yeah, no, David.
I want my issue heard. I bring this up at every PTA, and the hot lunch is disgusting.
All right, David.
My kid is coming home, and he's eating only one serving of hot lunch, and he brings some home for me, so I can test it, and it's disgusting.
We got a secret shopper here for the hot lunch.
That's right.
So you need to deal with this.
David, what are your issues with the hot lunch?
It's disgusting.
Okay.
The pizza is cardboard. The spaghetti is hair-like. The salad is paper shredded.
Well, David, you ran for city council.
Yeah.
And your whole campaign was about lowering property taxes.
Yes.
Less property taxes mean less money for the school, means less money for good
victim
lunches.
Victim blaming.
Well, I lost. So those things didn't happen. Anyway, the hot lunch should taste like Arby's at least.
Biggest loss in city council history. Zero votes.
It was literally a landslide. Literally, I was standing by a hill.
The landslide happened where they put the other guy's votes.
Yeah, so many votes, there was a landslide.
That's right. I was covered in chads and dirt.
The ballot box was so heavy, it collapsed to the ground.
Yes, I was covered in chads. So, what are we going to do about my lunches?
Here's what we could do is we can put more money in the lunch budget, but we're going to have to take money out of the textbook budget.
Fine.
Interesting.
Or we could take money from band.
You dare!
Okay.
I love the halftime shows at the football game.
Well, I was also gonna talk about that.
Yeah. Oh yeah? Yeah. Go right ahead, sir.
No,
this
I want
Grizzly Sam. Yeah. Grizzly Sam loves the halftime show.
Go ahead, Grizzly, because I'm with you.
I'll tell you this thing. There's nothing I love more than watching 55 teenagers play Jimmy Buffett classics such as Volcano, such as Cheeseburger in Paradise,
such as
Hot Toddy.
Yeah.
One of his lesser known songs, yes. Hot Toddy.
Yeah. And I'm just telling
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy Buffett did have a big winter phase.
Yeah. Hot Toddy.
Where he
got ugly sweater Festivus.
That's right.
Boat froze in the ice.
Yeah.
Boat stuck in ice.
Baby, that's too much turkey.
Hot bowl of soup when you're sick.
Ice still hasn't thawed on boat.
Bowl of chili in paradise.
Margarita, microwaved, not stirred.
The sequel to that, steamy margarita.
But I we want to say thank you for hearing us last month and adding more tuba.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So I do think
we maybe overestimated how many we needed.
Yeah.
You guys wanted the sound of a New Orleans brass band.
And let's be real.
As far as you understood, that was just a lot more tuba.
We went out of our pocket for more tuba.
It's so fun to say you can't have too much tuba.
Yeah, it's a lot like it's almost like cowbell. Mm-hmm. It's like that same
it's
idea.
It's a lot like it's almost
but
like
But just
cowbell.
Like changed a
but
little
we
bit.
We all know that there ended up being a national news story that started with, they say you can't have too much tuba. And this high school band proves them wrong.
Right. Yeah. And that is, of course, of the 55 students, originally there was one. Now there is 48.
We've got 48 tubas, two snare drums, two triangles.
And then the rest just throws up flags.
Yeah. And they sing, but unamplified.
Yeah, the kid that ate flags will come by and throw them up.
What is this meeting about?
I'm sorry, we've gotten off
what
track.
What is this meeting about?
Sorry, Grandma, we've gotten off track.
Thank you. I have to be in bed in 20 minutes, and I need this meeting to be finished.
All right, we got to go quick, but Grandma's got to be in bed in 20.
So let's. I sleep
it's
here in
10
the gym.
It's 10 a.m.
I sleep in the gym behind the curtain.
It's 10 a.m.
Yeah, good. Don't look behind the curtain. That's Grandma's bedroom.
Like right. I said, I have to go to bed soon.
All right, Grandma. Just go lay down, get your bed ready, okay. And I'll come by and fluff your pillow and tuck you in real tight.
No, I don't need that, but thank you.
You do, because if I don't tuck you, you wander.
Don't tell everybody.
All right,
I don't need that.
Can we talk about the parking for the games, for the home games?
Yes.
There's a big clog.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think it's because we're allowing too many visitors to come to the games.
So yes. You want to say less visitors
less
at the
visitors.
Games?
Other team, no attend. They don't get to have attendance.
Are you talking visitor fans or fans as visitors? Because I think there's too many visitors in general.
Yeah.
I think we cut out some of our home patronage.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see a football game with 55 people in the halftime show and about 10 people in the stands.
I think those kids on the football team work really hard, and I like having the support of the fans there. I think that we're getting the clogs because people are not respecting the American rules of what side of the road you drive a car on, okay?
It is kind of a free-for-all in those Friday night games.
Absolutely, all right? Oh, you know, we got the Australian kids coming and going on the wrong side, but it's even the parents. And I would say that there's another issue. You can't all be the mascot. We have a mascot. Mm. And so a lot of driving issues come from y'all showing up in mascot costumes.
There are a lot of unlicensed bear mascots on the field.
Well, it's the easiest costume to find. Easiest costume to find. And a lot of those cars, mine included, are dressed up like floats that take up more room than one lane.
That's right.
Yes.
So it's tough to get in there, but I think our school spirit is showing.
And let's at least keep our floats on theme. If you're a bear, the float should be bear related, okay?
My float was, of course, root beer. Yeah. And that was a mistake.
Yeah, I think you got.
I thought root bear.
Root
people
bear.
Would get it.
Yeah, I think you got to go with what you have access to when it comes to decorating a float.
So we're saying we're going to put up some signs where it says drive on the right-hand side of the...
Heads of the road, no floats, and no coming as mascots. It's getting dangerous, all right? We're getting too many mascots down on the field.
Yeah, people don't know who to listen to, who to watch, and what? Some of these mascots I think are nefarious.
Can you remind us of what the mascot is one more time?
We're the Hamilton haters now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to come as a mascot, dressed up as a pissed off loser.
It's like a kid hunching over commenting on internet videos.
Yeah, yeah. We're the haters. And so if you want to come, don't come as a mascot at all. We have a mascot. It's not allowed to, the mascot is okay. Secret, obviously.
So it's not going to change even if you do the best bear.
No, even if you come in and somehow blow away everyone away with your bear costume, which from what I've seen is not going to happen.
So wait, the mascot thing is not an America's Got Talent-like competition?
Never. It huh, never okay. was. Huh. Okay.
Well, that explains why I wasn't given a wireless mic.
I'm free to move on.
When I went on for the field.
Absolutely.
Free to move does. On. I was misunderstanding.
Okay.
We were misunderstanding.
Moving on for party. I think we have bigger fish to fry here, all right?
Well.
Yeah, not in the lunch. Not in the lunches. I wish we had big fish to fry.
How big do you want these fish, Todd?
I'm so, look.
Yeah, does anyone think this guy leading the meeting is crazy? I mean, what? He wants to fry big fish?
I was using a turn of phrase there, all right? Bigger fish to fry. But yes, it is. This doesn't look like my handwriting, but it does say on the docket here, fish size is the next thing to discuss.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay. Let's get into it.
Man.
This could take
man in full fishing gear speaking up here.
Okay, yeah.
Bucket hat.
Salt life.
Bucket hat with lures all over it.
Yeah, guys. Oh, man. It's
watch
just
out.
Funny.
You got my lip. Ow. He's flying.
It's just
fly
funny.
Fishing.
It's just funny easy, that that easy, comes easy. Up on the agenda weeks after I've been taking fly fishing lessons, working on my cast.
Fly fishing. Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about fish size
fish
wise?
Size.
You want a big one to be considered a smaller fish?
Want the school to classically catch the big one?
Yeah. You know, it can mean a lot of things. I think, namely, what I would love is for us to talk a little bit about, you know, what is keepable, you know, because
look, Kyle, you have to have a real son.
Huh?
A big fish isn't your son.
Huh?
All right. So that's the start.
Can I listen, Todd? Right. How's my son doing on his tests? Remarkably well.
Actually, your son is testing above most of the students here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Is my son a fish? Huh. I'm not going to answer that. Two, is my son doing good on tests? Yes.
So are you sending your kid, big quotes, to school and doing his homework?
Oh, that's an... What an accusation. Unbelievable.
Your kid is hanging from a line with you right now.
Ah, this is his leash. He runs amok.
Look, I don't
He runs
want...
amok, so I had to put a leash on him. It's like that's like when people do it at the mall with their children.
Look, your son, Lance Bass, has been doing very well, all right?
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, where do we draw the line here? We start letting people with...
Well, you already kicked out his brother, Billy.
Well, he had a big mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was hanging on the wall all day.
So you're the one singing through all the classes.
It's unbelievable. I think
you
this,
walk by the
I
guy, he starts singing at you.
I think this school is fishiest.
Fish. No, we're not
this school is fishiest.
No.
This school is fishiest.
I'm not fishiest, okay? I am the most open-minded when it comes to fish.
Well, now that we know this thing on the agenda was just this guy talking about bigger fish, I'm free to move on. Anyone else? Move on?
I would love for you to bring up the next thing that's written in on the list.
Okay, it's again, this doesn't look like my handwriting, but it's... it's...
Yes, go ahead.
More Model Ts?
You're damn right.
Oh, no, this is interesting.
Back when the only good car built by the legend himself, Henry Ford, more Model Ts.
Henry Ford, we all know it's you and a mustache.
What are you talking about? I'm not Henry Ford, but he's the first one to take the car into the big times.
Henry Ford, everyone respects you. You don't need to go around.
That legend is solidified.
Yeah.
Oldsmobile this, Chevrolet this, Tesla that. I'm the man who took the car to the big time.
Henry,
I mean, he
find
was.
Find a bigger venue, Henry. Find a bigger venue than this.
I had the biggest warehouse in Detroit. Okay. He did. And he brought it to the big time. It's a memorial now. But I'm not dead. He's not dead.
Henry, it is a miracle that you're alive. All right? It is a miracle of modern science. You could be using your ingenuity to create more cars. You don't need to sell us
I
on...
sent myself down the line. Some and people... I became immortal.
Yeah, some people say you run off an engine, not a heart.
You have to spin me around with a little dial. You have to crank me up in the morning, but I'm living.
Do you mean him?
Huh? Him. He.
Okay, well, this is obviously Henry Ford just trying to aggrandize the old days. I'm free to move on.
Oh, I'm out of here then.
Oh, Henry is backfiring.
You'll remember me.
An old mobster just jumped in there with an Uzi.
Oh, no.
All right, well. All right, next on the docket. Let's see what I have here. Again, this does not look like my writing. I'm going to stop leaving the docket up here before when I go to the restroom.
Well, why don't you say what it is, then somebody can hear the voice. Yeah.
So the person will know whose issue it is, and they'll speak to it, I'm sure.
The next one is dance competition.
That's mine! I want to be let into the dance competition!
Who is this?
You know me!
Okay.
You know me! I'm the Santa around Christmas time who does the jingle bell.
Yeah.
The Salvation Army Santa?
Yes! I want to be let into the dance competition!
You don't... dance, though, man.
No,
you just shake the bell.
That's a dance.
Show us the dance. Give us a classic 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6. Doing it with your mouth. You don't even have a little thing in the bell.
Well, I'm not here for that.
Well, everybody, you don't need to. Everybody, don't get up and put change in his bucket.
His?
Is this for you or for the Salvation
Army?
I'm a
female Santa.
Oh, okay. Well, look.
I want to be in the dance competition.
Look, okay. So this has been an issue every week. Someone else has wanted to be in the dance competition, which.
Well, it seems like you keep letting in every squeaky wheel.
Okay.
It gets bigger every week.
All right. Well, let's put this to a vote. Of course, last week we said it was okay for Michael Jackson 2 to be in the dance competition.
Thank you.
What was that, Mike?
I just wanted to say thank you for letting me be in the dance competition.
You're welcome, Michael Jackson, too.
And remember, guys, no relation.
Don't forget about me, number 3.
Yes, Michael Jackson, number 3, the week before.
And also 3. That's kind of like number 4. Number 3 and number 2.
So it's 2, 3, and 3.
That's right.
That's 3.
And don't. 3. And okay. Then 4. Michael Jackson 4, that's me.
Okay.
Michael Jackson 5!
And then you don't forget about 3.
We've got 2, 3. 3, 4, 5. Is that all of them? I'm trying to remember which other ones.
Let's look around.
Well, there's 6.
There's 6.
Michael Jackson 6.
There's Chavon.
Chavon.
Yes, Chavon.
Well, there's Chavon.
And then of course,
Eita.
Okay, so we did let those Michael Jacksons all into the dance competition. So, all in favor of the woman who rings the Santa bell.
With the Santa outfit.
So right now there are no students in the dance competition.
Jingling, Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if we want to let him in.
Let's take her.
All right, all in favor. Let's go through one at a time. All in favor.
I.
Okay.
I. Right.
But are you I or are you saying your name?
Okay.
I.
Okay.
I.
Okay.
Three he.
Which one does that mean?
Three. Three he. Affirmative.
I think we have to start over.
We have to start over. Okay. Michael Jackson 2.
I.
Michael Jackson 3.
I.
Michael Jackson 3 he.
3 he.
Yes. You gotta say it.
Oh, I.
Okay. Okay.
Michael Jackson 4.
I. He.
Okay, who's who? We gotta start.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did we say I or he he?
All right, I'm gonna make a rule right now.
Okay.
From here on out.
We love rules.
From here on out, any parent that transforms into Michael Jackson cannot come to PTA meetings anymore. It is a pox on our town right now.
I agree. If you transformed and weren't already like this, get out of here.
Hee hee. Oh, so then we have enough votes. Oh, wait, are the votes hee hees or eyes?
Okay, I'm just going to move to the next thing on the docket.
Okay.
We're free to move on.
Okay.
I need to go to sleep. Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Grandpa. It's both of our bedtimes.
Well, if you guys would rekindle your relationship, I wouldn't have to tuck you in on
separate beds. Separate beds.
All right, Grandpa.
Same gym. Same gym. Separate beds.
Grandpa, I'll come tuck you in a second when the meeting's over.
So let me get this straight. This school's okay with two old people living in the gym, but it's got a problem with my son, who's not a fish, being here?
What? The problem? Yes, we do have a problem with your son. This is all. The students are all human.
Maybe we should finally vote on everything.
Okay.
I'm tired
of you. Let's have a vote.
Feels like the MJs are teaming up, all right? Feels like, you know, there's a little bit of agreement. Just because another MJ has an opinion doesn't mean you have to have that.
I think if we go slow, we can get the vote.
That's a great idea.
So, all right, here we go. I'm calling a vote on everything.
Okay.
All right. First, we can't call. I'm not allowed to call a vote on everything unless we have a majority of people willing to vote. So, all in favor of calling a vote on everything?
Yes.
Fishman?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. Santa Man?
Woman. Hi.
Ford left. So he will not. He will, I'll say his vote in absentia.
Yes, that's right. He did leave. He's gone.
Okay.
And he'll be remembered forever.
Mr. Ford, if you're doing a secret mustache, don't go Hitler.
It doesn't cover that.
Who?
You know who Hitler is.
I don't know.
All right. MJ 2.
Hi.
MJ 3.
I.
MJ 3 he.
3 he. Shit.
I. Start over. I.
No, we don't
have
to start over.
We have to start over.
We don't have to. Everyone said I so far.
I forgot to vote.
Who is
he?
This?
He.
All right, this meeting's over. This meeting is over. This sucks. This sucks. Everybody out. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the number one thing on the agenda, which is the shootings we've had on campus. And now we can't get to it.
What exactly was the plan?
Stop them.
Yeah, what was the plan on how we're is this planning on solutions?
Well, yes, we have to plan on solutions. Some people want to arm the teachers. Some people want to arm the tough students.
Some people want to arm only the janitor.
Well,
one person.
Yeah, the janitor's wife.
And I will say all of the shootings so far have been teachers, all right? They've been teachers and they've been blanks. But even if it's to prove a point, teachers.
It's still scary.
It's still fucking scary. It's unacceptable this day and age, all right?
I vote no shootings.
Okay, Michael.
Two.
Three.
All right. We're calling it. We're calling the meeting. Everybody out. Well, okay. I got to put my grandma and grandpa to sleep in separate beds.
Watch this. I'm going to get out of here.
Everybody, for everybody listening to the tape of this meeting, all the Michael Jacksons are trying to moonwalk. Underlying trying.
It's out with us.
One of them is going forward.
My niece.
One of them's doing the worm.
Oh, my niece.
The fisherman is doing some sort of skeet call.
What am I doing?
Jingling.
Santa is, quote, dancing.
Ching-a-ling. What am I doing?
Henry Henry Ford.
Shamona.
Henry Ford is doing a really good throwing his shirt back with both hands and standing with his arms out.
Cha-cha.
All right, so that's the O'Callaghan order. That's the end of the meeting. Order.
Order.
That's how you end meetings.
Stay flippy. Stay flippy.
Stay flippy.
Stay flippy.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.